Dude, three spicy margaritas will turn you into a Vanderbilt asset. Yo,
three margaritas. Yeah, all right. Here's the topic of the day. Here's the thing we need
to focus on. Let's get down to business.
Let's talk brass tacks. We were hanging out at the pool earlier, and we watched a boy 69 with his mom.
Yo, that was for real, like, disturbing.
It was crazy. I don't want to assume any ethnicity there. What would you have guessed?
No, it was. I don't have to guess. I literally saw it. It was a Middle Eastern boy.
Some type of
having sex with his mom.
I was trying to pinpoint it. That kid, you're being generous with eight. That kid was
12.
10?
Not 12.
I think he might have been close to 10, dude. He was big. He was like
9.
He was like 6'5.
He wasn't double ditch. He was still in the Garden of Eden. He was humping his mom.
It was on her.
That was on her.
Obviously. That was nuts.
We were at the pool today, and I had a reference Grok. I was like, Grok, is it cool? I asked Grok.
Jesus Christ.
No, for real. There was a kid today at the pool. This is brass tacks.
This is brass tacks.
We were at the pool today. We were chilling. We were just recouping. We're chilling, having some fucking pina coladas out of a coconut.
By the way, virgin pina coladas.
So fucking
good. End of the day, virgin pina coladas. We got bamboozled big time. They had such low alcohol content that another group of dudes came over and were like, yo, are you guys fucked up? And we were like, no. We're like, we aren't either. We've been chugging these pina coladas. No one is fucked up. But I'll tell you who was fucked up. That giant titted mom. And I'm not gonna, you know, I don't.
That was a clash of cultures.
That was a culture clash.
For real, to be fair, we're at the pool. There was a Middle Eastern lady, and she had her maybe 9-year-old son, if we're being generous, like rapidly humping her leg. And we all had to just
switching
sit there.
Positions.
He was switching positions. I think that kid invented sex.
He literally invented sex. Enough that everybody else at the pool was making eye contact going,
it was fucked up.
Bro, are you seeing this?
It was.
And then everyone would kind of look over it, and his mom was laying, I swear to God, legs spread on a fucking folding chair while the sun was smashing, bro.
Humping her leg, humping, like literally up and down. Grok was like, Middle Eastern culture. I asked Grok, I was like, Grok, what's up with this? Why is it like a thing, like Middle Eastern cultures? With the mom, is there like a thing that I'm missing as like a, you know, European guy? And Grok was like, yeah, they're a little more like fluid in terms of like affection. But if you see something that triggers your like sensibilities, you should report it to the staff. And I was like, I'm not going to tell the lady who's bringing us margaritas that a Middle Eastern boy is humping his mom.
The whole staff was Persian. They would have been like, oh. Dude,
you're saying Middle Eastern culture is free use.
It was. That's. Honestly,
no, but no, I didn't want to be a cultural imperialist. I didn't want to be a cultural imperialist. I don't want to be like, hey, what I do is what you should do. But I was like, Grok, isn't it kind of universal that like if you're
don't hump your mom,
if you have a boner from your mom, isn't that universally frowned upon? And Grok was like, dude, if you see something troublesome, talk to the staff.
Grok,
and I was like,
Hitler,
talk to the big titty Latina that's serving me drinks.
Well, you said it, Grok. Honey, it was Grok. Grok told me to talk to her.
No, it was for real. No, it was really like troubling my heart. I was like, this isn't right. This kid, the mom was laying. First of all, the way the mom was laying, I was like, this is crazy.
If the mom was laying without a boy humping her, that would have been.
That was enough.
That would have been crazy.
That was enough for like, how about a towel?
Dude, TBH, her pussy was out.
Lemaire. It wasn't out, but
y'all saw mom pussy this morning?
Yes, you were too busy ass up. Swimming like a fucking shrimp, dude.
Nate, I was giving it my best.
You Nate, swim like a
you
shrimp.
You are the crawl daddy.
Yes.
Nate
crawl
was swimming.
Daddy. Swims like this. This is his ass. That's how he floats through the water.
It's like Jaws.
It's yeah.
You see Nate's ass. You go dun 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 dun.
The fin's out. Oh, we probably should be actually a little quiet.
Yeah,
it's late here.
It's late,
dude. We're just in Beverly Hills.
We're just in the Pink Pony. We're in the Pink Pony Club. Pink Pony Club. My daughters, but my daughters love that song.
Everyone,
and I can't be like, song. Guys, I know you love a song, I know you love to sing the lyrics, but this is about.